The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Website's up, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. I'm all excited. We're going to be talking about food and food storage. With me for this hour is Howard Godfrey. He's written a book called Emergency Preparedness and More, a manual on food storage and survival. Howard Godfrey has been in fire service, protecting and serving, and he's been involved with the military. He's taught various aspects of preparedness. He's organized preparedness events. And his book is a compilation of his experiences, what he's seen, what he's done, what he knows that works. And it's a great book. I've got it in my hands. About 327 pages. Great, great book to have in your library for emergency preparedness. I suggest you consider it. And if you'd like to go to his website, it's called preparednessadvice.com. Welcome, Howard.
Hi, how are you today?
Howard, I'm really well, and I'm so glad you're with us. You know, as let me see if I can find this receipt. Okay, I've got two receipts in front of me. One of them, on the way to the meetup last night, every Monday we have a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, and there was a supermarket that had a sale on lots of items. And I just looked at, you know, the number of items that I purchased on this one receipt. 324. Now, it kind of struck me when I was buying these items, it didn't seem like I was buying that many. But that's, you know, over 300 items. It was in three shopping carts. My wife was with me, Mrs. Finelli. My mother was with us, and I each had a cart. And they had some items on sale. They had pasta or tomato sauce, spaghetti sauce on sale. They had coffee. They had pork and beans and cans of tomatoes, different kinds, like diced tomatoes and chilies, those kinds of things, baked beans. So the price was unbelievable, 39 cents a can. So we stocked up, topped off our survival provisions, if you will. And the reason is I'm concerned about Ebola. I'm concerned that we might have to bug in, hunker down. And I'm wondering if other people are just going to show up and say, "Hey, Vinny, I'm so glad I'm here because I'm not prepared." I mean, Howard,
that's always a problem.
Yeah. And, you know,
same thing.
And the freeze-dried guy, he's a friend of yours. He's a friend of ours. He's been to our farm many times. He stays here when we have our expo. He's coming to the expo in March. He wanted to make sure that we were topped off the last time he was here, and we showed him all the freeze-dry guy food that we bought in our storage food storage area, and he just wanted to make sure that we were okay, and we are. So, but you know, as we use as we use the food, we need to replace it. You know, we just can't just say that, well, we have it and it's safe and, you know, we're not going to touch it. You have to rotate it, right?
That's correct. I see that mistake made all the time,
mm-hmm.
where people get huge food storages and fail to rotate it. I was involved in a situation recently where we moved roughly 250 cases of food from under a gentleman's house that had not been rotated regularly, and probably close to half of that ended up being fed to the pigs.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's nice that the pigs got a chance to eat it, but it was more valuable probably to us, you know, in our food storage plan. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today, if it's okay with you, is my mom and my dad were children of the Great Depression. They lived through World War II. And I remember them talking, well, they didn't waste anything. And, you know, my mom is still alive, and she doesn't waste anything. But my parents instilled that frugality in me, and they taught me not to waste. And they taught me that, you know, you can't always get what you want, because it might not be available. Even if you had the money, you might not be able to get it. And they talked about the coupons, the ration book coupons. If you wanted sugar, you know, even if you had all the money in the world, you couldn't buy sugar without a sugar ration coupon. And meat, the same thing. And tires and gasoline. Everything was rationed, or almost everything was rationed during World War II. And it's just the way it was, and the people were well-behaved, and, you know, we the people just lived that way. I'm not so sure we'd live that way today. I'm not so sure that we would be so well-behaved and stand in line. Can we talk about what you know about the rationing during World War II?
Yeah, first of all, I was born in England
mm-hmm.
during World War II. Remember some of the things from there. My mother and father, well, my mother just passed away this summer. My father's still alive. So I have, and my grandparents were alive till 78. I've talked to them a lot about it, the various aspects of it. I can remember my mother, when we first come to the United States, crying in the meat store, because in a butcher store, because there was meat, all the meat she could buy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in England, things were really tight during World War II. Our family was better off than most because my grandfather grew a large garden. But, I mean, basically, I hope in England during that time, you hope you like turnips and potatoes and things like that, because that's a lot of what you got. Meat, for instance, bacon and ham. During the war, at various times, and depending on the job you had or whether or not a pregnant woman and everything, they varied the rations. For the average week in England, you might get 4 to 8 ounces of bacon, one pound, 3 ounces of meat, from 8 to 16 ounces of sugar. Cheese, you might get from 2 to 8 ounces a week. You know, butter, from 2 to 8 ounces.
Now, is this per family?
No, it's per person.
Okay.
That's per person. You might get one egg per week, or one package of dried egg powder. If you're a vegetarian, they'd let you have 2 eggs a week. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Milk was only, they gave you 3 pints. Now, that's an imperial pint. That's a little bit larger than the U.S. pint. And they'd give 3 pints of milk to expectant mothers and children under 5. Other than that, each consumer got 1 tin of milk powder, which would make about 8 pints every 8 weeks. But see, like potatoes and vegetables, there was no rationing on. Bread, there was rationing on. Things like that. White flour was totally non-available. Bread was not rationed the entire war, but it was rationed a good part of the war. It was not unusual to get a bread sandwich with lard bread on it, you know, as the as your evening meal. You know, food was in a totally different category. The interesting thing about this is that, in general, the people ended up healthier than before the war. A lot of people lost weight. A lot of people were more conscious. They picked rose hips and things throughout the countryside. They were much more careful about making sure that kids particularly got their vitamins.
As I think about the images in my mind of photographs of World War II, and here at the farm we have thousands, literally, of original photographs from World War I, World War II. I don't recall seeing much obesity. Seriously, and now these are not photographs that are in books. These are photographs that we've accumulated over years, buying them at military shows and buying them from people who wanted to sell them, because we're interested in history from the source of the documents, the original documents, and of the photographs. I don't really remember seeing much obesity in any of these photographs. A little bit, but you know, maybe 1% at the most of the people were obese at that time. And I believe it was, as you said, I believe it was partly because of the lack of food and people were concerned about eating well. And if I look at, you know, in my mind of my grandmother's and grandfather's backyard, their entire backyard was a small concrete area that they could set up, you know, picnic table on. And underneath, it was underneath a grape arbor. So they used the grape arbor as a canopy for shade. But it wasn't just a roof. It was grapevines. And there were red and white grapes. And then the rest of the entire yard was used for a home garden where they grew tomatoes and peppers and everything you could possibly think of, and they would can it themselves, and they were very, very healthy. And in addition to that, they raised a few chickens, and this was in a city environment, and it was okay, it was perfectly legal to raise chickens.
That's right. It's the same in England. But just to give you an idea of how people ate in England, they had a famous recipe over there called a Wilton pie.
Hold that thought. Howard, we're going into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Howard Godfrey's with us. Emergency preparedness and more. And you can find the book on Amazon. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, I just went to Amazon.com. If you'd like a copy of Howard's book, Emergency Preparedness and More, $9.99 Kindle, $17.96 in paperback, and it's a great read. I just wrote a review of it on Amazon just during the commercial break. Howard, you were talking about a recipe during that was used during World War II in England.
Yeah, to give you an example, Lord Wilton, who is in charge of food rationing during World War II, promoted this recipe as a healthy choice, and he gives an example of what people lived on. 1 pound of diced potatoes, 1 pound of cauliflower, 1 pound of rutabagas, 1 pound of carrots, some onions, a bouillon cube, a tablespoonful of oatmeal, and you put that in a pastry made of flour and lard.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't sound like the most appetizing recipe.
No.
Rely on it.
Yeah, right. Right. And, you know, times were tough. England was being bombed, you know, daily by the Nazis. It was a really, really tough time. Howard, let's talk about how much food we should have. Do you have a recommendation? Like, how much food should we start preparing for our family?
Personally, I advocate at least a year's supply.
Okay. And how do we determine what that is, Howard?
Okay, there's several ways. One, you can sit down and keep a log for a week of what you actually eat, what you actually consume, and just multiply that by 52, and that gives you a rough idea of quantities.
Mm-hmm.
there's some good guidelines put out on the internet. There's some articles on my website about the quantities of food, how much you need per person. And it depends a lot of things on what you want to stock. Some people prefer to go with grains and lots of dry food. And then you need to try and stock 200 to 300 pounds of rice, beans, and wheat per person, depending on the age and size of the person. I personally advocate that you stock a substantial supply of normal canned goods, the things you normally eat, and then you go behind that with freeze-dried and grains. And dehydrated food, I also advocate that you do preserving on your own. At home, we do canning, we do fermenting, we do drying food, we've experimented with salting food, salting meat. There's all kinds of ways you can preserve food at home. So, yeah, I would say at least a year's supply.
Okay. Since we're talking about that.
A growing period, it gives you a time to grow a little bit of your own. Mm-hmm. It gives you a time to get over a fairly serious emergency.
Since we're talking about...
You could probably make it last longer.
Yeah. Since we're talking about food and how much we should have, here's just a simple way of looking at it. Most people I know who are not really preparedness-minded or survivalist, if you ask them how much food they have in their house, they'll tell you, about a month. We're good for a month. But they're the same individuals who will say when they open their own refrigerator, oh, man, there's nothing to eat. And it's actually almost true. What they really mean is there's nothing that they want to eat that they have. But they've got ketchup and mustard, and some relish maybe and some cheese. But they really haven't thought through survival. Because when you look in the refrigerator, most of the space that's available for storing food in the refrigerator is empty. I mean, it's air. It's not jam-packed with food. Well, here's just a little thought. Since we bought some cans of food that were on sale, I mean, that's the plan, to buy it when it's on sale. Buy it preparing is having what you need before you need it. So if you think about this, let's say we're just going to have cans of beans, green beans, baked beans, and corn. Let's say that's all we have. And we bought cans because it was on sale at 39 cents or 49 cents a can. Well, if we decided that we're going to have a can of green beans for breakfast, a can of baked beans for lunch, and a can of corn for dinner, a 15.5-ounce can, that's 3 cans a day. If there are 4 in the family and we each eat a can, that's a case of canned food a day.
Right.
It goes really fast. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, We can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Howard Godfrey. And we're talking about food storage. And we talked about rationing during World War II in the United States, and it happened in many countries. And I mentioned eating beans, a can of beans for breakfast, a can of baked beans for lunch, and a can of corn for dinner. So that's if there were one person eating, that's one can per meal. That's 3 cans a day. If there were a family of four and each one ate the same amount, you'd be eating a case of cans of 15 and a half ounce cans per person. I'm sorry, per family of four per day, a case. So I divided the number of cans that I bought last night with Mrs. Finelli and my mom, 324 cans. Okay? That would last a family of four 27 days. Now, I believe that most people would say, whoa, what are you doing with all that food? Well, 27 days worth, is that a lot of food? I don't think so. The point I'm trying to make is that we might overestimate how much we have in food provisions for our family. As a matter of fact, I was loading the truck on the way out of the supermarket last night, and there was a comment. A guy said, whoa, you're really stocking up, aren't you? And I said, well, we're expecting company. What do you say? What do you say when people say those kinds of things? And, you know, they had cases and cases stacked up. Just the tomato products, pallets and pallets of them. Well, why would anybody wait until it's not on sale to buy it? Come on.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's just simple economics 101. Howard, am I saying things that jive with what you're thinking?
Absolutely. You're saving money, too, by buying it on sale. Economically, it's a big advantage to save food, to store food, because you only buy what you is on sale. If something's not on sale, you can use it out of your storage. That helps you rotate your food. You can save money on a consistent basis. You can reduce your food budget, which in today's world is always a nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you need to be careful of is, like you say, that you get enough food. And that's why I advocate maybe keeping track for a week of what you actually eat and consume, and that gives you kind of a guideline. Now, to save room, you can store freeze-dried, you can store dehydrated, you can store whole grains. Because let's face it, to store 365 cases of canned goods in your back room is hard for most of us.
Well, as a matter of fact, Howard, if you did store it in your back room, the floor might not support it. Seriously.
That's true.
Seriously, I mean, most floors are not designed to be warehouse floors, you know, concrete floors. So that's another consideration. How important is it to keep? Well, you've got a term here that I'd like to have you introduce. You call it HALT, H-A-L-T. How important is that? And please tell us what that is.
Sure, that's referring to humidity, air, light, and temperature. And basically what it is, that's what you want to protect your food from. You want to protect it from humidity, moisture. You want to protect it from air, which is oxygen. We're referring to oxygen.
Right.
Light damages your food, and the temperature does. I mean, temperature can make tremendous differences in your food. It can shorten
by
half or more.
Now, when you talk about temperature, I believe you're talking about the change in temperature, you know, morning to evening, that kind of thing, or afternoon, you know, the heat of the day versus the cold of night versus the actual temperature itself. So the differential plus the actual temperature, right?
Plus, you're better off if you can keep your food below 70 degrees all the time. In the 50s or 60s would be even better. Your food is going to last longer. I see people all the time storing food in their garage where it gets to be 100 degrees.
Wow.
A wise man once said that when you go to use your food storage, you're going to wish you put your furniture in the garage and your food in the house.
yeah. You know, I have stored spaghetti. Now, we take... One of the things that we do is we take the pasta and we put it in these 5-gallon buckets, clean buckets. We use a plastic bag liner, brand new bag, food storage grade or food grade. Put the pasta in that, fill the container with nitrogen and put the lid on it and make sure that we've expelled as much of the air as possible with this nitrogen. And I found it lasts a long time. But I also found out that if we keep pasta in the box that it comes in, cool, dry, at a temperature of, let's say, 62 degrees, somewhere around there, plus or minus a couple degrees, low humidity, it lasts easily 5 years in the original package without any long-term storage methods like nitrogen, dry ice, you know, carbon dioxide, oxygen absorbers. I can't believe it. It really works great. If you just keep the humidity down and the temperature consistent and cool.
That's right. It lengthens the storage life of food tremendously. BYU has done tests on spaghetti that have lasted 30 years in Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers. Spaghetti is a good item to store.
It really is, because you can take a pound of spaghetti, which takes very little space. If you have hot water, you know, good water, and you can heat it, you can really expand that and feed a bunch of people very inexpensively. So, for example, the place where I like to buy pasta or spaghetti is Aldi, A-L-D-I. It's a German-owned food company, or a supermarket, if you will, that competes very well with the Chinese factory outlet. As a matter of fact, it's the one food company that the Chinese factory outlet fears, because they beat Walmart's prices almost all the time, consistently. So that's a great place, and you can buy 2 pounds of pasta for $1.69 or $1.49. And you can buy their spaghetti sauce in glass jars, which are reusable glass jars. And we don't throw them out. We just keep them. And we store things in them after we wash them out and take the labels off for 99 cents. So for, let's say, 75 cents for a pound of pasta, a dollar for a jar of pasta sauce, for $2.50, you can feed a family of four. And then if you happen to have a quarter pound of hamburger, you can fry that up, add that to the spaghetti sauce, and you actually have a meal that is okay for feeding a family of four. Actually, you can probably feed six with that if you had to.
Yeah, you could. And the thing that people need to realize is they need to figure out their portion control. You know, we see that all the time today. People, you know, you talked about your can of beans, right? They show that as three and a half portions on the outside of the can. So you really need to watch that, because what you actually eat and what they consider a portion. A lot of freeze-dried different foods will show 50, 60 portions in a can. But you have to understand that a portion is not a meal. A meal is made up of multiple portions. And I've seen people make that mistake. They get a can of freeze-dried something or other, and they say, oh, I've got freeze-dried lasagna. That's, you know, 60 meals. Well, it isn't 60 legitimate meals. It's a portion of 60 meals.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point, because I believe if you look up on these bags, let's say it's potato chips, and you look at how many portions are in there, and you think, okay, well, you know, I don't know how many, but it might be six potato chips as a portion. And we don't eat a lot of potato chips, but we have a dog that's a pretty finicky eater. So I will, Thomas Jefferson is his name. He's a mastiff, an English mastiff. And I'll say, want a potato chip? And he'll sit right down, and I'll give him a potato chip. And then that will get him started. And then I'll say, you know what? I'm so hungry, I'll eat this dog food. The portions, you're absolutely right. I mean, we could be really grossly misled by thinking that a portion is a meal. And you're absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about preserving food, storing food. What are some of the ways that you recommend storing food, and what foods do you recommend we store?
Well, I recommend storing wheat and beans. Not wheat and beans, rice and beans.
Okay.
Because rice and beans together make a complete protein.
Okay.
And they have all the amino acids in them. So if you store both of those, that's a good substitute for, but when your meat is in short supply.
Mm-hmm. And don't you think
it's an expensive way to store food?
And don't you think meat will be in short supply?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, a guy stopped me on the road and he was asking me about my cows. I live on a dirt road. He was asking me about my cows, and he was saying, "Boy, you farmers are doing great now. I mean, you know, for once, you know, beef prices are up." Well, yeah, beef prices are up because we all lost so many of our new calf crop with the freezing cold when we're when the calves were being born, they died because they couldn't take the cold. So there are fewer cows, so the price is up. So, yeah, we for those of us who are selling by the pound, yeah, the price per pound is up, but the number of pounds is down. So there really isn't as much meat as we think there is. And as times get tougher and the drought continues and the chemical engineering continues, the geoengineering, and we have more and more crop failures and more of our animals are dying, the prices are going to go up and the supply will go down. And Howard, if you wouldn't mind commenting on that, and we come back and then tell us more about storing food for the long term.
Sure.
Howard Godfrey's with us. We'll be right back after this couple short commercial announcements.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
Black day?
God, you're take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Howard Godfrey is with us, and his book, Emergency Preparedness and More. Howard, I mentioned going into the break, food prices, beef prices are up. And what are your thoughts? You think that's going to continue?
Absolutely. I do not see it decreasing. And, you know, you're talking about lack of protein in diet. During World War II, one of the staples in diet that people tried hard to get was roof hares. Roof hares are a euphemism for cat. In other words, people ate whatever meat they could get. And,
right. And
if you want to avoid
we talk about that,
you stalk it.
And we talk about that. You don't see cats around Chinese restaurants. Michael from New York, you're on with Howard Godfrey.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Vincent. I don't know if you guys covered this. Excuse me if I'm reiterating, but for storage, those 5-gallon buckets with that rubber gasket seal, they're really great. They're pretty much airtight, moisture tight. So I've used them for storing grains, rice, and oats for 3 years now in a fairly cool room and pretty much dry, but not sometimes in the summer, a little humidity, but not much. And at this point, all the storage items are in perfect condition, like they're fresh.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, we've done the same thing.
The suggest is maybe you might consider Mylar bags and oxygen absorbers if you plan on storing them for 20 or 30 years, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because the plastic buckets do breathe a little bit.
Yes, that's what I was waiting to see over time, how much I would lose over more time. But in 3 years, everything seems to be very, very fresh.
Yeah, everything should be good. I've seen grains that have been stored for 20 and 30 years in a bucket before Mylar bags come out. Mylar bags are an improvement, but it'll work either way. Just use more nutrition without them.
Howard, when you store whole grains in buckets, what is your preferred method?
My preferred method is a Mylar bag, and I line the bucket with a Mylar bag and put an oxygen absorber in, a 2,000cc oxygen absorber in a 5-gallon bucket, and then I seal it with a metal bar and an iron. And
okay, so what you're saying is...
Yeah. But even then, one thing I will warn you about... You have to be careful where you store the buckets. You have to control them for temperature and the other things we talked about. But you also want to watch out for rats. I have seen rats go through a 5-gallon plastic bucket.
Wow.
And by the way, that is one of the reasons why we use 5-gallon buckets, because with the Mylar bags inside, the buckets are a deterrent, but, you know, they don't completely eliminate the mice and rat problems. But they can be a pretty good deterrent if you've got a location that is mice and rat proof. So I know people store just in the Mylar bags. And without putting them in the buckets, I don't. I try to use the 5-gallon buckets with those
guys,
seals.
If I may ask on the Mylar, is there any concern, because that's a plastic, right, that over time will outgas and contaminate the food?
No. It's actually plastic with a thin metal coating in the middle.
Oh.
And it does not breathe, and it has not caused any problem that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And Howard, when you said
a lot of studies on them, and does not see a problem with them.
Howard, you were talking about using a metal bar and an iron, and I believe what you're talking about is when you put the food in the Mylar bag, you heat seal that bag by using an iron and a metal bar, like an iron on the that you might iron clothes with on the top of the bag, and underneath the bag you use a metal bar.
Yeah,
is that right?
I use an old metal level, and that's about an inch wide, and it works great for sealing it.
There you go. And Howard Godfrey's been with us. Emergency Preparedness and More. You can get the book on Amazon, Emergency Preparedness and More. Michael, thanks so much for being with us. I'm Vincent Finelli, and seriously, Ebola is here. I suggest you consider what you might have to do if you hunker down for a month, or two, or three, or six, or 12. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.